It's Monday, December 6th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On November 22nd, 8 Christian families in India's Chhattisgarh state were summoned to a village gathering of 100 people, where they were told to recant their faith in Christ by radical Hindu nationalists, reports International Christian Concern. When they refused, a social boycott was declared against the Christian families until they left the village or recanted their faith. That boycott is crippling and possibly fatal. It will deny them the right to collect water from the village well, the right to walk on the roads, the right to bury their dead, and the right to be paid for labor. 2 Timothy 3 verse 12 says, "Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Appearing on Fox News with Tucker Carlson last Thursday, Victor Davis Hanson said that Dr. Anthony Fauci will not admit to the damage done from the COVID lockdowns.
Fauci from the beginning just couldn't talk about the damage the lockdown was inflicting, economic, social, medical, from spousal abuse to missed surgeries. He just couldn't say natural immunity acquired through prior infections may be as effective as a vaccine. He wouldn't do it.
Hanson referenced a Jane Fonda quote, which encapsulated the left's take on COVID.
You know, I don't listen to Jane Fonda much. I don't think anybody does. But she did say something at the beginning of all this. She said, "COVID is God's gift to the left." And what she meant was, I think, that everything from making Election Day irrelevant to depriving citizens of free choice and the Bill of Rights was possible through the hysteria that happened to this very serious plague.
Last Wednesday, as Dr. Anthony Fauci held a White House briefing on the Omicron variant of COVID, Fox News Channel's Peter Doocy asked about the double standard which required new testing for citizens, but none for the illegal aliens streaming by the hundreds of thousands across our southern border.
Has you advised the president about the possibility of new testing requirements for people coming into this country? Does that include everybody?
The answer is yes, because you know that the new regulation is that anybody and everybody who's coming into the country needs to get a test within 24 hours of getting on the plane to come here.
But what about people who don't take a plane and just these border crossers coming in huge numbers?
You know, that's a different issue.
In a segment with Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, a Fox News host asked for his reaction to Fauci's response.
Why do you suppose he didn't show more concern about the number of migrants pouring over our southern border from many countries where COVID still remains a hotspot? Why wouldn't he be more concerned about that if he's so concerned about those coming over via plane?
Because he's clearly a partisan. I mean, he was attacking Senator Cruz over his opinion on seating the electors. I mean, he's clearly a partisan. What he always defaults to is more rules, more regulation, and less of your liberty. So instead of waiting to find out whether this is a dangerous variant, he immediately wants to test everybody. Why would you make a blanket decision for the whole world on locking the economy down, locking the country up, banning travel, before you know whether this is a deadly variant or a less deadly variant? It's incomprehensible that this man's still in charge of anything.
You may remember that $600,000 was stolen from a safe at Houston's Lakewood Church in 2014. Now, all these years later, another bombshell has dropped. A plumber says he found gobs of cash and checks in hundreds of Lakewood Church offering envelopes stuffed in a wall while he was doing work at the church on November 10th, 2021. The news came to light when he called the radio morning show at 100.3 The Bull, reports Channel 2 in Houston. The plumber said, quote, "There was a loose toilet in the wall, and we removed the tile. We went to go remove the toilet, and I moved some insulation away, and about 500 envelopes fell out of the wall. And I was like, oh, wow," end quote. He turned it in to the maintenance supervisor. There's no indication how much money the plumber found in the wall, but it might very well be some or all of the money which had been stolen in 2014. And finally, in an interview with the Christian Post, hymn writer Keith Getty was asked about the importance of churches vetting the music that their congregations choose to sing.
The pastor goes, I preach the word, everybody else do the rest, and I'll just concentrate on the sermon. Well, that's stupidity. That's not how the Bible was written. That's not how the church fathers behaved. That's not how Martin Luther and John Calvin behaved. That's not how the revivalists like Charles Wesley and Isaac Watts behaved. That's not how the founding fathers of America, from Jonathan Edwards all the way through to Dwight Moody, none of them behaved like that. They understood that, yes, you preach the word, but what your congregations sing and the shape of your services, from the prayers to the Bible readings, is crucially important. I would say to any pastor or any parent out there or any teacher, love your people enough to care about what they sing. And these songs are a lot of times written by people who you wouldn't trust to be your kids' Sunday school teachers. We've got to be wiser. We've got to own up to the responsibilities of our lives. The movement as a whole shouldn't be trusted like you trust something like the Bible.
Getty's latest album is entitled Confessio, Irish American Roots. Psalm 25, verse 5 is a prayer to God. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, December 6th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.